Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
It's true that some things change as we get older. But if you're a woman over 40 and you're dealing with insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, you don't have to accept it as just another part of aging. And with Midi Health, you can get help and stop pushing through it alone. The experts at Midi understand that all these symptoms can be connected to the hormonal changes that happen around menopause, and Midi can help you feel more like yourself again. Many healthcare providers aren't trained to treat or even recognize menopause symptoms. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts. They're dedicated to providing safe, effective, FDA-approved solutions for dozens of hormonal symptoms, not just hot flashes. Most importantly, they're covered by insurance. 91% of MIDI patients get relief from symptoms within just 2 months. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
You've worked hard for what you have, your money, your assets, your 401k, and home. Isn't it all worth protecting? Nearly one in four consumers have been a victim of identity theft. LifeLock Ultimate Plus helps protect your finances with up to $3 million in reimbursement. LifeLock alerts you to identity threats you might miss. And if your identity is stolen, your dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. Let LifeLock help protect what you've worked so hard for. Save 25% off your first year on LifeLock Ultimate Plus at LifeLock.com/aware. Terms apply.
Now for our story. Usually, Carla Descari spent her mornings tidying up the pleasant old farmhouse and her afternoons in the garden tending her vegetable and flower gardens. But today, right after lunch, Mario had taken the car and driven to town. As soon as she saw her husband turn off the lane into the main road, Carla hurried to her bedroom where she dressed herself neatly and combed her thick, dark hair. Then she left the house, setting off across the field which sloped down to the river. There was a little footbridge there, and soon she had climbed up the other side and followed a path which brought her out on Willow Road. Ordinarily, Carla would have enjoyed the walk, but today she felt rather disturbed. In about 20 minutes, she arrived at her destination, Aunt Mary Lane's farmhouse. She could see Aunt Mary herself sitting on the front porch. There was a wooden box of peaches beside her, and she was working at a table which contained several preserving kits.
Hello, Aunt Mary.
Why, Carla, this is scary. Come up, my dear.
I hope you don't mind my dropping in like this.
I should say I don't mind.
As you can see, I'm about to put up some peaches.
Mm-hmm.
Randy and Peggy think it's disgraceful of me to bring all this paraphernalia out to the front porch. But it's so pleasant out here.
Yes.
And now that you've come to visit me, I'll be finished before I know it. You know, when you have someone to talk with, the work goes so much faster.
Oh, if you'll give me a paring knife, I can peel, too.
Oh, no, my dear. You'll get that nice dress all dirty.
Oh, please, I'd like to help.
Well, all right. But you better put on my apron.
Okay.
It'll probably go round you twice. You're so slim.
Oh, it's funny. I have a good appetite, but I never seem to gain weight.
Here you are.
Oh, thanks.
You're lucky. Peggy has to watch herself a little. At least, she thinks so. You know, no bread, no potatoes.
I think Peggy has a lovely figure.
Mm.
I was hoping she'd be here. I wanted to ask her something.
She'll be home soon. She just went next door. You know, I'm really glad you came over today, Carlo. I thought about you several times since that little chat we had in the square the other day.
Well, I've been thinking about you too, Aunt Mary.
We've been hearing such nice things about you and Mario.
You have? What kind of things?
Oh, about how well you're getting along. The improvements Mario's been making with the farm and so on. Bill Meade is proud as punch the way Mario went right to work getting things in shape.
Yes, Mario's done a good job.
All in all, this community has been very lucky. Most of our boys seemed to take right over when they came home. I've read so much about that period of readjustment after being in the service. In fact, I was just a little worried that Randy might be restless. He doesn't seem to be, though.
That's good. I suppose Randy will be settling down for himself before long. Is he going with anyone in particular at night?
Well, he has dates every so often. But as for a steady girl, I don't think I could say he actually has one. He's very good friends with Lily Devone, of course.
Lily? I don't believe I've met her.
Well, she hasn't been in town very long. She's a very lovely-looking girl, an entertainer from Chicago.
Oh, yes, now I remember. I heard something about it. She's starting a kind of a restaurant or something. I get to town so seldom. Probably all sorts of things happen that I don't know about.
Well, when two people are as happy as you and Mario, they don't need to see many people. They have a little world of their own.
That is so. And yet I wonder if it's a good idea. People can get too wrapped up in each other.
What do you mean, Carl?
Well, with Mario and me, it's hardly ever that we go out and see people. I'm afraid it isn't the best thing for us. We might get so we think about each other too much. Might get suspicious ideas. Ideas that aren't true at all.
I see.
Aunt Mary, I feel as if I know you pretty well, even though I don't see you much. I will always remember how you helped us when Mario's father was sick. While Mario was away, I was so scared and worried then I never could have managed without you.
I think you were managing very well, Carla.
You helped me take care of Mario's father, but even more than that, you made everything seem easier. You are so strong that because of you, I stopped being afraid. You understand such a lot of things. That was why I wanted to talk to you today.
Is something wrong, Carla? Can I help you?
Yes, Aunt Mary. It's kind of hard to put into words, though. It's about Mario, Aunt Mary. I'm worried about him.
About Mario?
Yes.
Is he sick?
Oh, no. No, that isn't it. Aunt Mary, did Peggy mention anything about seeing Mario the other day?
No. Why?
Mario was rude to Mr. Mead. He got this crazy idea.
Oh, Mario and Bill are good friends.
Yes, I know, but Mario is funny, Aunt Mary. He can't help it, I guess. But that day you saw Peggy and Mr. Mead, he'd been to town. He'd heard something that upset him, and well, I'm afraid he was still thinking about it.
Oh, well, don't you worry. Oh, Peggy, dear, come up this way. We have a visitor.
Yes,
I had to talk to him for a while.
Oh, good for you.
How did the telephone get along?
Pretty good, I guess, like usual. Peggy, Mario told me about you and Mr. Lee that you're going to be married. I wanted to tell you how glad we both are.
Oh, thank you.
In fact, that's the real reason I came over, besides wanting to talk to Aunt Mary.
I
wanted to invite you and Mr. Lee to our house for dinner tomorrow. A little celebration?
Well, that's very nice of you, Carl. But I...
Oh, please say you're coming.
Well, I can't say for sure until I talk to Bill. He might have other plans, you know.
Oh, do please talk him out of them if he has, Peggy. It would make us all so happy if he'd come over.
Well, I'll call Bill and see. Anyway, in case he can't make it, thanks a lot just the same, Carl.
Well, maybe Bill could rearrange his schedule, Peggy. Even if he did have
fun. I don't know. Bill's been awfully busy lately. Well, I guess I'd better start back home. I've got all my afternoon chores to do yet. You let me know, Peggy?
Yes, of course. I'll phone tonight, Carla.
I'm sorry you have to leave so soon, Carla. I'm awfully glad you came over. Do this more often, I guess.
I'll try to, Aunt Mary.
Thanks a lot for our call. Goodbye now.
Goodbye, my dear.
Goodbye, Carla. I'll phone you.
Thank you. I don't understand. You acted so cool toward Carla. And you weren't at all gracious about her dinner invitation.
Well, I'm sorry if it showed. I didn't want to hurt her feelings. But honestly, Aunt Mary, the way Mario acted the other day...
What did he ask you? Carla mentioned it. She seemed to be worried.
Hmm? I'm surprised he told her. I should think he would have been ashamed to admit being so rude.
Why don't you tell me what happened?
Well, I walked down to the road with Bill as he was leaving. Mario came along in his car, and Bill wanted to tell him about our being engaged. But I'm afraid the announcement fell rather flat.
What did Mario say?
Well, he was very stiff at first. And then when Bill told him we were going to be married, Mario said something about he was glad to hear that Bill ought to have a girl of his own. It made it sound as if Bill had been stealing someone else's girl.
What a strange thing.
People have been saying things in town, too. There seems to be a rumor going around. Something about Carla and Bill.
Oh, Peggy, you must be mistaken.
No, really. There's no sense to it, of course. But how could it get started?
I believe I'm beginning to understand what Carla was trying to tell me today. Poor child, she's very much upset about it.
I feel sorry for her. She has to live with a hot-headed, suspicious person like Mario. Anyway, I wouldn't blame Bill if he didn't feel like going over there. I'm not sure I want to myself. Even if there is a silly story going around, Mario ought to have better sense than to believe it.
Yes, sir. And yet, I think you should go over there tomorrow night, you and Bill. The best thing that could happen would be for you four young people to get together. Spend the evening having a good time. Let Mario see how happy you and Bill are, and how much that lovely wife of his loves him. It might make all the difference in the world.
Yes, Aunt Mary, you're right. But what you don't realize is that the rumors about Carla and Bill are not simply the result of idle gossip, but part of a campaign started by Ben Calvert in a revengeful plan against his former son-in-law, Bill Meade.
Hey, friend, I know how this feels, waking up exhausted after multiple trips to the bathroom and feeling embarrassed by sudden leaks. I used to be constantly on edge, searching for a restroom whenever I was out. Then I discovered Better Woman. I was skeptical at first, but 2 months in, everything changed. I experienced improved bladder control. No more heart-stopping moments when I laugh or sneeze. Less urge to go, deeper and more restful sleep. I finally felt like myself again, confident and in control. Better Woman is natural, effective, clinically tested, and trusted by women for over 25 years. Ready to take back your control? Head over to BeBetterNow.com to order your supply today. That's BeBetterNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed. Individual results may vary.